Hi ho, my fellow junkies. This is South Musiatic here, and welcome to the Musiatic 27 podcast, where it's all music lovers alike. Today, we're going to be reviewing the new Lyrical Lemonade album, All Is Yellow. This is the official debut album by the Lyrical Lemonade Company, having to show off an array of artists that is popped out to this album, from Ski Mask, Slump God, J.I.D., Jack Harlow, Dave, Lil B, the bass guy, Tizo Touchdown, Denzel Curry, and the list will go on and on and on. Having a nice little array of artists and a nice array of tunes to kind of show out for their chemistry as well as combination. Having four singles to kind of demonstrate the Lyrical Lemonade's appeal, like Doomsday with Cordae and Juice WRLD, pretty much rapping over the Role Model beat on Eminem's Slim Shady LP. And we get a part two with Eminem as well too, having that to be a trap twist and end all be all being a Benzino diss line, and at least having your good Coil Ray line to kind of go out for it, as well as having Fallout with Lil Yachty and Joey Badass. Another ones like Stop Giving Me Advice with Jack Harlow and Dave, which I think Dave carried a little bit more on it. Another one like Guitar in the Room with Kid Cudi and Lil Durk. That was a good song too, and having to show off more about being someone's star, to say the least too. It's like, oh, I'm gonna be your star, baby girl, all that stuff too. Lil Durk does a nice job kind of providing most of the bars with it, and having Kid Cudi at the end with some nice humming and a nice little verse from him. Have a more guitar focused beat, hence the name Guitar in a Room, does a nice job with it. Other songs that I was really impressed with on this album, mainly because of the features as well as the execution for it, would be songs like Say Your Grace with Chief Keef and Lil Yachty, with a solid rage infused trap beat a little bit too. And some other ones that kind of stood out to me was songs like First Night, Special, and well, the Doomsday series, and even Equilibrium. First Night is pretty much just a song about having one night stands, having Tizo, Lil B, Denzel, Koozie, and Juicy J on this one. Was a very eclectic set, to say the least, too. Having Juicy J on the hook, Lil B on the outro, Tizo on the intro, and we get a verse from Denzel and Koozie. Does a nice job with it. Having a nice little Memphis switch up close to the end of the song, which is cool, and having Lil B talking about, hey, it's cool to fuck on the first date, as well as, like, you're cool with it, that's fine. Some may not want to do it on the first date, hey, so be it, that's cool. Anything Lil B does is fucking amazing, to say the least, too. And other than that, Special is another one that kind of stand out to me the most. Having Sway Lee, Latto and Amine, having to kind of say, like, oh, this is the last time I feel making anyone feel special, and, like, I don't know why you're tripping and all this stuff too. Get a nice little hook from her, kind of make it catchy, to say the least too. More melodic vocals from Sway Lee and Amine talking about their moments as well too. Really cool stuff. Other than that, other songs that kind of stand out to me close to the end of the album would be like Hummingbird with Umi, Tizo Touchdown, and Saw Baby. Really cool, really nice job. A nice little serene beat with some nice vocals that we get from Umi, having a nice little layering on it. Really great stuff. Same thing with Tizo and Sada Baby. They flow really well and kind of blend in with each other really well. Same thing with Equilibrium with Babytron and G Herbo. Nice little verse trade-off from chorus to verse, say the least, too. Nice flow from Little Babytron, and having to have G Herbo match that similar energy with Babytron on that song. Over a nice trap beat, to say the least, too, to kind of blend in with that idea really well. Some other songs are there just to be there, in my opinion, to say the least, too, would be the songs such as This Is My Life with Little Skies, Little Tekka, and Kid Laroi. Having to have a nice little catchy melody song to kind of say, hey, this is my life, I'm going to live it the way it is, how it's going to be, and all that stuff, too. And I want to say it's a good song, but it just felt like it's there just to be there to fill in time. And it's the same thing kind of goes too with the song Hello There with Lil Tracy, Black Cray, and Corbin a little bit too. Having a Blink-182 influenced type of songs has a little similarity to I Miss You from their self-titled album. Having to pull in more of that minimal intro for both Corbin and Lil Tracy, then the beat officially drops when Black Cray goes on to for it. Having a similar, well, moment to it for Corbin being Mark Hoppus's verse and Lil Tracy being Tom DeLonge on his verse. It's pretty cool, to say the least. I like the idea, but the only thing I wish the beat would drop a little bit sooner than later, having to be on Black Cray's verse, it would have been better, to say the least, to him. But other than that, it's a okay song, to say the least, too. Other than that, some other songs on this album are really great, such as With the Fishes, With Snot, and The Late Six Dog. More of a melodic song to just kind of cruise to say the least, too. Pretty cool stuff, and we get a good verse from Six Dogs as well, too. RIP to him. And overall, that's a pretty solid project, and having to close out with the song Stop Giving Me Advice with Jack Harlow and Dave, I say is a pretty solid way of kind of ending it as well, too. I wish it would have been having more of a UK rap approach with Dave, maybe with Skepta or Giggs or Stormzy or anyone else to kind of fill in that vibe with it, because I felt that Dave pretty much carried the song with his verse really well. Does a nice job with it, pretty much having to say, oh, you can save your advice. I don't really care what you have to say. I'm going to just do me. You just gonna care about yourself, or just gonna care about what other people may think? Say it on to it. Jack Harlow tries his best to kind of stand off and kind of pull up to it, kind of similar from his last album, Jackman, trying to be more lyrical with his stuff a little bit too, but seems to be okay to say the least for it. As the overall project, I do think that All Is Yellow is a nice project, at least a good start for the Lyrical Lemonade and Cole Bennett to kind of go on to for it, as well as having a nice little theme and concept with the suit and yellow tie, to say the least, too. As the start for a label like this, seems pretty cool, seems pretty promising. And if he goes in with a All Is Yellow 2, I'm looking forward to it. I'm giving this an 8.5 out of 10 for this project here, primarily because, like I said, it's a nice album, and for a compilation project, we got some good features and some good songs to kind of match out that energy really well with it, and I think Cole Bennett does a nice job in showing it really well, either visually or having to kind of stack it and make it very aesthetically pleasing, to say the least. And that will conclude this episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Hopefully got some new music out of it. Would I recommend this one? I would. There's some fun songs on there, to say the least, for it. If you like this project, great. If not, no worries. I love every single one of you guys. Thank you so much. But remember, this is my personal opinion based on my personal enjoyment off this project. Thank you, Keon Cranmo Junkies.